Welcome to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. I'm Emeka, your host, and this podcast is all about real estate, investing in real estate. I invest in multifamily, and I'm here to show you that regular people can invest in real estate. You don't need to have billions or millions. It's regular people like you and I who can invest in real estate today. So on this podcast, you'll hear from myself, as well as I'll bring different real estate professionals on from around the world to talk about their investing journey, strategies, market insights, or how they got into real estate so you can get started today as well. Stay ready, my friends. Hope you enjoy. Today, we're going to talk about risk. What's going on? It's your boy, Emeka. And one of the most common things I hear from people who don't want to invest in real estate or who've never invested in real estate and they're afraid is risk. Right? Real estate is risky. We hear it all the time. And my rebuttal to that is, okay, if real estate is risky and you're trying to invest your money, where else are you going to put it where you have a hard asset? Leaving your money in the stock market, right? Today it's April 16th and the stocks have been going up and down and up and down. Depending on what stage you are in your life, you may have to take that out at a loss, right? So being your money in your 401k or the stock market is also risky. So why is real estate's risk so much crazier, right? Why is it more risky where you don't even want to touch it or, you want to miss out on all this opportunity? It makes zero sense. It makes zero sense at all. You're not going to tell me otherwise. It just makes absolutely no sense. You might hear that, you might get a really bad tenant. Tenant might not pay. I'm going to lose all your money. You have to fix stuff all the time. You're going to get calls at, 2 o'clock in the morning. That might be the case. Yes, that might be the case if you're not running your business properly, right? If you're running your real estate the right way, and there's so many different right ways, but if you run it, your real estate business, the way it fits your lifestyle, then it's not really that risky. As long as the property is taken care of, you always have something to trade. Real estate value does go up and down, no doubt about it, but it does not fluctuate like the stock market. And also, let's say you have a bad tenant and you're locked into a lease. You can put in the lease the things that you don't want, right? As long as it follows all the legal jargon, all the laws, then you can put in your lease what you will or will not accept, or you can make your standards a little bit higher, right? Of course, you took someone with a 450 credit score. They might be good people, but that might not be the best person to rent out your property because they might not be able to afford it. They have credit to pay off more than likely. So the people that you vet are one of the biggest things to help mitigate risk because you're going to get a good tenant who pays on time with no issues and lets you know if there's something wrong with the property that shouldn't be wrong, and then you can fix it, right? Take care of them, they take care of you. So to talk about real estate is risky, yes, everything has risk. Everything has risk. You can walk outside with your dog and something bad might happen, like a car runs over both of you or whatever, right? Just dramatic, I know. But my point is, every day we wake and do anything, there's going to be risk. So, high risk, high reward, low risk, low reward. It's that simple. And it really comes down to what you want to do. And I want to tell you some of the biggest risks that comes in real estate. Yes, a tornado can happen or a hurricane might happen and tear your entire house if you're in a coastal state like Florida. It's possible, absolutely. Well, that's what insurance is for. Insurance might be a pain. It might take you a year, maybe 2 years to get your money back, and that might be the worst ever, experience you've ever had to make you not like real estate. Well, that was a risk that you knew of, and that's why you had insurance just in case it happened. So, and now that you have insurance, you're gonna get your money back or more, and then probably not invest in a coastal area anymore. So when it comes to risk, right, you just have to figure out a way to stay ready. Stay ready. As long as you figure out a way to mitigate as much risk as possible, 9 times out of 10, you're gonna be okay. Because you're gonna be consult with someone like me, you're gonna ask me a question or ask someone that you know with experience with the question, a good experience, then you're gonna be prepared. Preparation is everything. Preparation helps you not worry so much about risk, right? And what are some more risks, right? We put in $20,000 hard money to close in 30 days, right? That is risky. We put in 20 grand in order to secure property. And we don't know if we're going to close. That's 20 grand that could be lost that we will never get back, right? Unless we put it in another deal. But that's 20 grand that's gone, right? That might scare you, right? But we know that we've been in this game for a long time. We know what's possible, what can happen, and most likely will happen if we take certain steps, the right steps, consult with the right people, right? And we still close on that property. However, that 20 grand was risky. Risky. You might risk relationships with that 20 grand. If there's four people in a deal, we all split it even, right? Five, that's tough. It's risky. Right, and someone might have been the leader of the real estate. Let's say it was me. I brought in three more people, and they are expecting to make a return, and now they just lost $5,000 for that property. So that 20 grand I'm referring to is risky, yes, but if you can't handle that, then choose a different strategy. Choose a different strategy. It's that simple, right? If you can't handle that risk right now, but maybe later when you have experience, when you know how the deals work, then experience those higher risks then. Right? Real estate is risky, but as long as you have an asset and as long as you have something for the bank to take, you're going to be okay. Right? It's always going to work out until we're dead. I'm quite morbid, but it's just the truth. And we shouldn't be afraid to take risks, because that's what life is about. That's what real estate is about. High risk, high reward. New development, right? There's a lot of money that has to go into getting ready for a new development, because you won't make money until after it's built. So you have to pay for the contractors. Well, bad weather can happen. If you're waiting for funding from the city, they might tell you no, and you might be out, 10 grand or even more. If you got the site ready and paid for site development, you might be out, 30, 50 grand before even making a dime. And construction costs can go up in the middle of that. And you might be a, your construction costs might go up 10%. Tariffs might add another 10% after the company's already predetermined that they're going to have a price increase, right? There's risk in that, right? Especially if you're projected to sell a certain way. But you just have to understand those risks and add contingencies, stress test everything when it comes to underwriting deals, and just think about all the things that you don't want to do. Every single item, every single activity that you do not want to do, right? Figure out a way to not do it and just add it in your business plan. You don't want to accept calls at 3 a.m. Hire the right property manager, right? You don't want to have to fix things. Buy a new property, turnkey property that has nothing to fix for a long time, right? There's a lot of things that you can do to make sure it doesn't actually bother you or take any too much of your time. And there's so many different strategies regards to what you can do and the risk that you can handle. There's so many different strategies that you can pick from. So everything was always going to have risks, but to make real estate risky, I don't know about that. So figure out a way to stay ready, be prepared, and understand what you can do to prevent you from losing sleep at night when you're getting into deals, right? At the end of the day, yes, there is risk, and there's a different amount of risk depending on what your tolerance is, how much money you have, if family members' money is involved. But just figure out a way to go around the risk. Don't be stopped at risky thing. Figure out a way to get away from the risky thing, or put a blocker or a contingency, a pillow. So just in case these construction costs go up, you already budgeted for it. You didn't know how much, so you add an extra 15%. So stay ready, my friends. Understand real estate has risks, but is it risky? I don't know. Thanks for tuning in to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. If you enjoyed this podcast today, please give me a like and subscribe, and tune in next week so you can hear another one. If you ever want to reach out to me, I'd love to talk to you about real estate. If you're ever interested in any of the deals that I have, I'm based here in Central Florida, reach out. My information is below. Hope to see you next week. Stay ready, my friend.